just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
A man was asked, "Where is your home?" "On the right side of the road or the left side?" And the man said, first he closed his eyes and went in meditative state. And after opening his eyes, he said, "Sometimes it is on the right side, sometimes it is on the left side of the road." The other person was taken aback. He said, "What do you mean? Sometimes on the right side and sometimes on the left side?" The man said, "It depends. When I'm going this way, it's on the left side. But when I'm coming from the other side, it's on the right side." So everything is relative. How you see things. It can be on the right side, it can be on the left side. This is how life is. There is a persistent craving for strength. There is a person who feels weak and he wants to become strong like others. So there is a craving for strength. But the process doesn't end if this weak man becomes strong. Because there are some other person who are even stronger. So the difference is only in the degrees. If you are here, you want to become like this. So there is a craving for strength, for power. When you come here, there is craving to become like this. So no matter where you are, there would be craving, and the craving leads to restlessness, and it never allows you to be what you are. It's good to become powerful, but everything is relative. The law of relativity. There is nothing absolute. You cannot say that This stage is the last stage. I have become like the father now. Everything is relative. Everything is creating a craving. The craving makes you restless. This restive stage of the mind is not that we want. And this craving is coming because of comparison or mimicking others, trying to be something. So that is the problem. The craving will not go away unless and until we become what we are. This desire to be what I am, I don't want to become like anybody. All the perfection is within me, all the divinity is within me, the completeness is within me. The journey is not outward, but inside. When I give up my quest for the outside things and move within, the real journey of spirituality starts. No comparison, no mimicry. Let me be what I am. Let me understand myself and become perfect in my own way. Because all perfection is within the soul. All divinity is within the soul. I am perfect already. So where is the question of weakness then? If I say this is my weakness, probably even the statement has come out of that comparison. Because somebody else does not have that particular weakness, particular thing. So you compare yourself. You see that somebody is waking up for Amrit Vela quite early. It's good to learn from that person. But then you wake up because he is waking up. So you have learnt it from others. But what is the voice of your own soul? Where is the voice of your own soul? Mimicry can help you to some extent. Copying others may help you to some extent, but not for longer time. So when we say I want to remove this weakness, first of all, what you think is weakness, and there is a problem in the thinking itself. I have this weakness and I want to remove that weakness. The moment you make this statement, the struggle starts. The moment you say something like this, then the question of making a promise, oath, pledge comes. And when the pledge breaks, then the repentance comes. I shouldn't have thought like that. I shouldn't do like this. I know it should not be done, yet I am doing. So this penitent mind cannot make vast strides in spirituality. So in this world of relativity, better is to remain focused on oneself rather than thinking of others and what they have and what they don't have. This is the Avyakta message of 12th April 2010. So Dadi is taking the news of this world, of this corporeal world, to that subtle world. Different scenes are emerging. There are special teachers and sevadaris from Pandabhavan. So Baba ne ek ek mani ko bahut meethi drishti di aur Baba bole, Baba in sabhi bachcho ki himmat ko dekh khush hai jo sabne sankalp kiya hai कि अब तो परिवर्तन स्व परिवर्तन द्वारा बाप को भी प्रत्यक्ष करना ही है। बाप दादा हर बच्चे के इस संकल्प पर पदम गुना मदद के लिए साथी है, सिर्फ वायदा करने वाले लेकिन नहीं, लेकिन वायदा निभाने वाले। बोलो मेरे सब महारथी बच्चे, दृढ़ संकल्प की सफलता का हार गले में डाल लिया है ना, यही संकल्प है ना, अब तो करना ही है। सर्व शक्तियों को कार्य में लगाना ही है, समान बनना ही है। कोई भी कमज़ोर संकल्प के दरवाजे को डबल लॉक लगाकर बंद करना ही है. सो बाबा इज सेइंग यू ऑलरेडी हैव डन दीज थिंग्स, यू आर पुटिंग इन टू यूज ऑल योर पावर्स, यू हैव अ वेरी स्ट्रांग डिटरमिंड थॉट टू बिकम लाइक द फादर. कोई भी कमजोर संकल्प के दरवाजे को डबल लॉक लगाकर बंद करना ही है. सो वीक थॉट इज अ डोर. बाबा इज सेइंग कीप दिस डोर क्लोज्ड, द डोर ऑफ वीक थॉट्स, द डोर ऑफ योर वीकनेसेस, अप्लाई डबल लॉक. व्हेन आई से दैट दिस इज माय वीकनेस और दिस इज अ वीक थॉट, अगेन कमिंग टू द सेम थिंग, why this is a weak thought, is it my own realization or it is just a comparison, what is it? If you want to get rid of darkness, one has to understand the nature of darkness. What is it? Fighting with darkness will not help. Running away from darkness will not help. Waging a war against darkness will not help. You'll have to understand the very nature of the darkness. Darkness is the absence of something. If I have a weakness, it is the absence of something. And what is it? I am fearful. And I keep on thinking of fear, fear, I am fearful, I am fearful, I am coward. I run away. I fear things, situation, persons. Events. But why that fear is there? It is absence of strength. Rather than working on fear, I need to work on strength. Let me bring strength. Then the fear will automatically go away. Let me bring light. The darkness will get dispelled. Darkness cannot stay if the light comes in. So also, weakness cannot stray. If I bask in the sun of my own perfection, I enjoy my own nature. Meditation is the foundation of Brahmin life. And the second foundation is churning, deep churning. Baba said, if you are not churning, you are sick in today's Sakar Murli. You cannot be healthy. Spiritual health. You need churning workouts. You need churning workouts. Our mind, our memory is like a muscle. It needs food and exercise. The more you exert your mind, the more stronger it becomes. Just as in workouts, you tire out your muscles and the muscle fibers break. In exercise, and when you go and take rest, they rejoin. And in the process of rejoin, they increase in size. And this is how muscles grow. So we have to grow our spiritual muscles, and they will grow with churning workout, good churning session, brainstorming session. Take a topic, think on that topic from every point of view. Think it from every viewpoint. So this is a door. And if I say this is my weakness, just fighting with the weakness will not help. Simply keep on saying I am weak, this is my weakness, is not going to help. I must find out what is the cause of weakness. From where this weakness is emanating? What is the source? What is the starting point? What is the origin of weakness? From where it started? From where it is getting nourishment? There is something which is making this weakness chronic, long-lasting. So where is the, from where this weakness is getting food? There must be something. Otherwise the weakness, a thought, an addiction, which doesn't get any food, would have died down. But it has persisted for such long time. So there are certain areas in my mind which is supporting this weakness. Rather, I love this weakness, this vice. That love is really feeding this weakness. I have to stop all the nutrition. Then it will starve and die. So identify the weakness. First thing. Second, find out its source, its origin. And third, what are the factors which are responsible for such long drawn out sustenance of this weakness? So Baba is saying, put double lock. The door should remain closed. Close the door. But how to close the door? Unless and until I know, I come to the realization that because of this door, the dust is coming in. The dirt is coming inside. So apply double lock. Why double lock? One lock is not enough. Double lock, triple lock. Even double lock is not enough. Because the thieves are very clever nowadays. They have got master key to open the locks. Rather, don't apply any lock. Let the door remain open. Even if the door remains open, the thief should not dare to enter your house. Once a thief entered a house, and the thief did not know whose house is this, and the owner of the house was a poet. So once the thief was inside, the owner caught hold of the thief and said, "Now I will tell you all my poetries." He said, "Please let me go. I came here by mistake." He said, "No. But see, all my volumes, big volumes. I want to narrate all my poetries to you." The thief goes and says, "Where is the phone?" And he calls up in the police station and says, "Please come fast. There is a thief in this particular address. Please come." The police inspector says, "Yes, we are coming. But who is this? Who are you?" He says, "I am the thief." The thief ran away. Rather than putting doors and locks and this and that, create your internal stage of the mind, state of the mind, such that the vices become waste. They don't affect you anymore. You remain unaffected by any one of their presence. We are feeding them. That is the main cause that they have become persistent. Stop feeding, giving them nutrition. They will die. But how to do that? Theoretically, this seems very fanciful. But when it comes to practicality, it is difficult. Most important thing which is needed to get rid of any weakness is deep understanding of that weakness, deep churning. This is the thing we are not doing. We know I have this weakness. My Amritvela is not good, I know. The time is yet not fixed, I know. But only this much knowledge is there. People also know about. They say, "We know everything about this. We know what is this COVID-19. We have read a lot about it. But definitely their knowledge cannot be equal to that of a knowledge of a doctor. And then there are specialists in this particular field. They must be knowing because they are just focusing on that. They are experts. To say that I know everything about this particular thing is a sign of ignorance. There are always experts in every field. There are experts in Amrit Vela, there are experts in yoga, there are experts in churning. You say I do very good churning, that's fine. You say I write good articles, that's fine. But there are people. For you, it's a pastime. It is just 10 minutes job. Like, there are people who do good dancing. So when there is a marriage, they start dancing. But are they dancing experts? There are choreographers. Can your dancing be compared to the skill of a choreographer? No. That means you are deficient in that knowledge. You think that I know everything. Really, you know, you think that this is my weakness and I know everything about my weakness. You do not know about your weakness. That's why it is going on. So for getting rid of any weakness, you need deep understanding of that weakness, and that is the thing we avoid. We don't want, what we do is we make pledges. I will do this. I will do that. We never make a pledge or oath that I will not pass through this wall from today. We never make such a pledge. It is stupidity to make such a pledge. There is a door, we pass through the door. Do we make a pledge that from today onwards I will go only through the door and not through the wall? So when there is a deep understanding of things, you don't need any pledge. You don't need any oath. It should happen automatically. Then only it is natural. Then only it will stay for a long time. Then only this weakness will go away. Whatever you are doing out of craving. As I said in the beginning, there is a desire for strength. A weak person feels, I want to become strong. So there is a craving for strength. And this craving causes restlessness. So when you become strong, there is yet another person who is stronger. So now you become like one to this. There is always a difference only in this degree. The craving stays all the time. And the craving is disturbance. That's why. It is not to become like Tom, Dick or Harry. It is to be what you are. You are perfect. You don't have to borrow, steal, snatch perfection from others. Every soul is perfect. Every soul is divine. 100% divine. 100% pure. You don't have to carry purity from somewhere. If you say that this lust is my enemy, I want to defeat it, I want to kill it, I want to remove it, there is a stage of struggle. You are creating an enemy. Now you want to fight. It's just like you are fighting with your shadow. But wherever you go, the shadow follows you. And you get ultimately frustrated, despondent, dejected. And the resultant guilt consciousness doesn't leave you. That's why understand weakness in all its dimension. If you think this is weakness, understand its all dimensions. Go. Know everything about it. Read about it. Churn it. Think about it. Go in silence. Go in solitude. Understand newer aspects. Don't belittle it. Don't think that this is a very small thing. This is not small, this is big thing. Om Shanti.